Welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. Shelley North, and with over a decade of clinical expertise in the areas of pelvic floor conditions, lymphatic conditions, and chronic neurological diseases, I have a wealth of medical knowledge that I want to share with you all. In this podcast, I will answer the most common questions I receive from clients, family members, and fellow clinicians. Our purpose is not only to answer questions, but to educate you so you can make the best decision for your optimal health. This podcast is perfect to listen on your way home from work, while you're on your daily walk, or just taking 15 and 20 minutes for yourself. Again, welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast, and get ready for us to guide you to optimal health.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley North again from North Star Physical Therapy. And first, before we get into this episode, I am just so excited. I apologize if it sounds a little echoey within this recording, but I am recording my first podcast episode in my new office space here in Northern Virginia. So I was able to get off of the mobile train and have an office space here in Fairfax City in Northern Virginia. So I apologize for any sound issue there, but I'm sure my team is going to help edit that out a little bit. But super excited to be recording this. Also, big news other than my office space that I now have, the recording and the downloading of this podcast has gone so well. There has been over 500 downloads of this podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of those who have been a part of this journey, who are sharing this with your family and friends. Please continue to do so. You guys are my best word of mouth marketing of this podcast. So please share it, like it, tell your friends and family about it. My whole goal here is to make, you know, medical jargon within the pelvic health and lymphatic health space more palpable, more layman's terms, give you the confidence to talk about it with your healthcare providers. So with that being said, this episode is all about pelvic organ prolapse and what the role of physical therapy is with that. So there's a lot to unpack here, and we're just going to kind of scratch the surface. I want to say all these things with the caveat that you need to make sure you are seeking out a pelvic health, either physical or occupational therapist that can assess you both externally and internally to see what's going on with potential prolapse. You also need to make sure that that is being co-managed with your gynecologist or urogynecologist. That seems to be the best team with pelvic floor therapists with prolapse management. So with that being said, what the heck is pelvic organ prolapse? I think the change in terminology we really as healthcare providers need to do a better job at, we often are using words like systocele or rectocele or enterocele or volt prolapse. What the heck is all of that? So here we go, a little anatomy definition 101. So a rectocele is when part of the lower portion of the rectum is being kind of creating a pocket or kind of pushing into the back part of the vagina. A systocele is when the bladder in the front of the pelvis is falling back towards the front wall of the vagina. A enterocele is actually the small intestine creeping its way down, kind of straight down. And there are little pockets and spaces in front of and behind, mainly the behind the vagina coming down. Those are very rare, but it does happen. And a volt prolapse is when the uterus or the top of the vagina after a hysterectomy is coming straight down. So as a pelvic floor physical therapist, I am not able to diagnose exactly what organ is doing it, what I can see through my assessment is what wall of the vagina is coming to greet me during an external and internal assessment. For example, so again, as you can tell, this is a podcast directing towards those with a vagina. Okay, so guys out there or people that don't have vaginas, still listen to this because this may be a part of your partner's journey and they need support with that. And or just, you know what, these are just fun little trivia terms to know. So anybody with a vagina, when I do an assessment and I'm asking them, like if they're on their back and asking them to bear down for 5 to 6 seconds so I can see if there is any prolapse or any movement, we want to make sure, you know, what wall of the vagina is moving. Okay. That helps give me a tool or a guidance or a reference point of, okay, so if the front wall of the vagina is coming down and meeting me, then it may be a cystocele or a bladder prolapse. It also may be part of the uterus coming down. Okay. Conversely, if the back wall of the vagina is coming out or down or moving excessively, it might be part of the rectum. It may be part of the small intestine. It also may be part of the uterus coming down as well. So when in pelvic floor therapy land, we may be referring more to what wall of the vagina. So for example, there might be an anterior vaginal wall prolapse or a posterior vaginal wall prolapse. So all of these terms I'm throwing at you, I don't want you to worry about that. It's just more of just that familiarity. If someone says something like that to you or to a family member or friend, you know what they're kind of talking about a little bit, but that's why we also co-manage these things with urogynecologists and gynecologists, even primary care physicians, so they can go perform an ultrasound. Or if a pelvic floor physical therapist or occupational therapist has a transvaginal ultrasound within their office, they can also be a little bit more diagnostic of what organ is moving. Okay. So not to worry. Okay. And this is the other thing I want to help combat within this podcast is, what is prolapse? So we know that it is a movement of organs that's pushing against the vaginal walls. And I think oftentimes pelvic organ prolapse can be overdiagnosed for normal movement. Let's remember, our organs are soft tissues. The soft tissue or connective tissue, or the fascia, as it's called, that helps hold the organs in place, it is also soft tissue. So there is normal movement that occurs throughout the day and day to day. So when I do an assessment and we have somebody bear down for 5 to 6 seconds, if they're on their back, or we have them stand up and assess, okay, when we see movement, we want to gauge how much movement is happening. If it is within 1 to 2 centimeters, that is normal movement. That's what happens when we cough or jump, or yeah, we maybe do a slight bearing down when we have to have a bowel movement. So there is normal movement because the body is not cement, okay? What is abnormal is if it is coming down to meet me at the entrance of the like introitus or the vulvar, you know, entrance there, or coming outside, all right? That is abnormal. That's where you will hear stages of prolapse, stage 3, stage 4, those kind of things. When someone is getting assessed and there's normal movement and no symptoms, no prolapse. When there is some movement, but we also have symptoms like urinary leakage, constipation, things like that, that's when we say, okay, there might be a little bit more of a prolapse going on. What can we do? When someone has a a high stage prolapse or an abnormal amount of movement of that organ onto the vagina and that vaginal wall moving down, we have to really stage when is it appropriate for a pelvic floor therapist and when do we need to refer out or co-manage with somebody. For example, if someone has a cystocele or a bladder prolapse, that when I ask them to bear down, if they're lying on their back on my exam table, and that anterior vaginal wall is coming closer to that introitus or the entrance of, you know, the vulva, and it's coming to meet me, potentially going towards the outside, okay, that is where, okay, we're looking at least a stage 2, if not potentially a stage 3, and they have urinary leakage when they cough, when they jump, when they're running. That's where we're saying, okay, this is symptomatic, and this is something, though, we can work with potential pelvic floor muscle training and pressure management techniques. If it is a prolapse that is going right to the outside, or they wake up and there's just this bulge, they feel like they're sitting on a ball, it's always there. When they wipe, it's visible. It is there. That is something that is a very high stage prolapse. And a pelvic floor therapist, no matter how much muscle training that occurs, that those soft tissues are now beyond the level of the pelvic floor muscles and therefore require something supportive like a pessary or potential surgical option, and then pelvic floor muscles will be more accessible to help support that soft tissue better. Does that make sense? So if you guys try to help visualize here, and I give all of the credit with this analogy or metaphor or imagery to Taryn Hellman, who is a physio down in Australia, who's an expert within the field, and all props to her. But she gives this great visualization of, if you think of a room, and on the ceiling, there is a yoga ball, or there's pregnancy balls, or Swiss balls, exercise balls, whatever the heck you want to call it. There's big balls, right? So the big ball is in the center of the room, and from each corner, there is that elastic band, or those TheraBands, right, that is holding it from corner to corner, kind of crisscross, so the ball is being well supported. So you want to think that the ball is an organ, and those TheraBands are the soft tissue, the connective tissue, the fascia. That's what holds that organ up. The floor of the room is your pelvic floor muscles. So think over time, as that fascia is stretched out with age, with trauma, with vaginal deliveries, with pregnancies, and that also isn't just with just vaginal, okay, C-section. deliveries can also develop pelvic organ prolapse. Genetics play an important role. You know, if somebody's just more hypermobile and just more ligament laxity there. So there are things that have come that kind of just bring that ball closer and closer to the floor because that fascia is being stretched out, stretched out, stretched out. And let's just say there was maybe a trauma or a tear or something. Now it's like, ooh, that fascial damage is the big factor to that organ prolapsing. The muscle is on the very bottom, okay? And so when we contract our muscles, they are attached to the fascia. So in a way, yes, when you contract your muscles, you shorten the fascia, and the fascia is what helps support the organ. However, if the prolapse is already in a high stage, it's beyond the level of the muscles. No matter what we do with muscles, it will not fix, it will not change that prolapse. So I think sometimes a pelvic floor therapist needs to know whether or not they can really make gains here and to appropriately refer out when it's a really high stage prolapse. However, there are devices like a pessary that can be fitted and measured by both a pelvic floor therapist if they've been trained, as well as a urogynecologist to do that. And so what a pessary is a very soft, flexible support. It's like an internal brace. It's an orthotic for the vagina and helps keep it supported. So no matter what organ is prolapsing, it's helping to support the vagina up. It shortens those fascial supports so they can do their job. And then underneath, now the muscles can really be utilized to help, you know, maintain that. And there are several other things that we as pelvic floor therapist can work with you once you have that support, if it is appropriate. And that is something that the pelvic floor therapist should know the pros and cons to pessaries given your situation. So they should be able to assess for it, and they should be able to give you good guidance of, do we need to co-manage with another healthcare professional? Do we need to be fitted and measured for a pessary? Is given off of your surgical history, is that pessary contraindicated? Because depending on potential surgical procedures within the pelvis, if there was any kind of mesh, it may or may not be appropriate. Okay, so there are several things that a pelvic floor therapist should be able to let you know for. But PTs specifically can work on the conservative aspects of it, not just with pessary for support, but that pelvic floor muscle training to help support that position. And also can help with knowing positioning of sitting on the toilet, right? When you have a bowel movement to reduce improper downward pressure. We also look at just global pressure management. So breathing is so underrated, but it is so important within pelvic organ prolapse. So we are appropriately distributing our breath for a 360 degree breath, getting those ribs to move, getting that exhale appropriately spread out and not just forcing it straight down into our pelvis. Also making sure we're inhaling the right way. So sometimes people just suck it in and they're just inhaling and they're holding all this pressure inside and we wonder why we're prolapsing. That soft tissue just can't handle that kind of pressure. So yes, we work on pressure management not only through our breath, but also through our mobility. So a lot of people, they do pretty well with like maybe day-to-day stuff. And there might be somebody that has maybe stress urinary incontinence, but they might also have a little bit of a prolapse happening during that time because now they've progressed their exercise program to include some resistance. And maybe they totally blew through all their pressure management techniques and totally got thrown out the window. And we need to go back to those techniques and appropriately overload those muscle groups while maintaining that good pressure management so that way you can progress safely and not have any further risk of advancing your prolapse and reducing your urinary symptoms, as an example. We also take a peek at, hydration, dietary intake. We're looking at, your mobility with your everyday life, with your wellness programs. We're looking at the nervous system and how it impacts your stress levels and therefore your posture, your breathing, all of that. So as pelvic floor providers, we really take a step back and look at the whole picture, not just the pelvis, not just the organ. We're looking at everything. So when you go see a pelvic floor physical therapist or occupational therapist in your area because you have potential symptoms or maybe you just want to get checked out, they should be able to be nice and honest with you and to say, yes, this is what we're observing right now during this assessment. We also need to keep in mind of what time of day it is. For those that have some really good success rates with pelvic floor therapy and potential pessary use, is when you wake up and you don't have a lot of symptoms, but then throughout the day, we're getting more and more symptomatic, that feeling, that heaviness in the pelvis, and potentially any urinary or bowel symptoms as well. For those that when they wake up, and as soon as they get up, that bulge is there, boom. No, typically those are higher stages prolapses, and no matter how much pelvic floor therapy, they just need to have that additional support of a potential pessary. So this isn't a pessary marketing podcast, but we just want to put it out there that these things are back on the market and becoming more popular, and we just need to be educated for it. I'm probably going to do another podcast specifically about pessaries, but with pelvic organ prolapse, there is a lot of support that's needed for the soft tissues. There is a role in muscular support. There is a role in pressure management. And there is a role for a pelvic floor therapist to help you work on all of that. It is more than just muscular support. It's the fascial, the soft tissue support that often gets overlooked. And that's where things like pessaries or potential surgery helps with that. All right. So that is my big, soapbox moment of pelvic organ prolapse and the role of PT. Of pelvic floor and physical therapy is that we are here to help with both the fascial support as well as the muscular support, as well as looking at the whole picture and making sure it's the right thing for you and help you progress along your wellness program to help with pressure management. All right. So thank you all so much. Much more to come on this topic in the future here. Hopefully that helps lay down the groundwork so you don't feel as, clueless or you have some idea of what pelvic organ prolapse. As always, reach out to your local pelvic floor therapist and ask them those questions. Feel free to get assessed of just like what is going on, right? Don't be afraid to ask questions of your own health. All right. So until next time, y'all, keep on keeping on.
Thank you all so much for listening to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. Continue to follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Shirley North. Check out my website at www.northstardpt.com. Or I encourage you to email me any other questions about these topics, and it can be featured on a future podcast at snorth@northstardpt.com. Again, thank you all so much, and thank you for letting North Star Physical Therapy be your guiding light to your optimal health.